on 800 Radio, VOWR.org, on the World Wide Web. The time is 26 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock on a Wednesday evening, and it's March the 2nd. It is with regret that VOWR passes along the following death announcements. Passed away suddenly on Sunday, February 28th, Gregory S. Hall, age 58. Leaving to mourn his wife, Millie, as well as sons Stephen, Greg, Matthew, Warren, and daughter Krista, 9 grandchildren, and brother Rod. Sister Holly, as well as a large circle of other family members, extended family, and close friends. Cremation has taken place, and visitation is at Call's Funeral Home, La Marchant Road, this evening until 9 p.m. Flowers gratefully accepted. Passed peacefully away at the Health Science Center on Sunday, February 28th, Cecil James Fyander, age 67, leaving to mourn his wife Joni, as well as son Dion, daughter Crystal, 2 grandchildren, members of the Fyander and Weber families, as well as a large circle of friends. Cremation has taken place, and visitation is at Call's Funeral Home, La Marchant Road, until 9 o'clock this evening. Flowers gratefully accepted, or memorial donations may be made to the Canadian Diabetes Association. Passed away peacefully, I'm sorry, at home on Monday, February 29th, Vincent Howlett, leaving to mourn his life and wife, Imelda, as well as children, Tim, Constantina, as well as Dan and David, 10 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, brother Dennis and sister Mary Sardi, and a circle of other family members and friends. Visitation is at Carl's Funeral Home, the Marchant Road, this evening until 9. And on Thursday, March 3rd, from 2 to 4 and 7 to 9 p.m. The funeral mass will take place in St. Pius X Parish on Friday, March 4th, at 9:30 a.m. with interment to follow at Holy Sepulchre Cemetery. Memorial donations may be made to a charity of one's choice. Passed away peacefully on Monday, February 29th, Clara Beatrice Mercer, in her 91st year. Leaving to mourn the sons Reg, Douglas, Randy, and Ronnie, daughters Peggy, Roz, Diane, Phyllis, and Bibbs, sister Marjorie Mitchell, and also Madeline, brother Frank Wisdom, and 14 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and a large circle of other family members, extended family, included the Knight family, and friends. Visitation is at Carnell's Funeral Home, Freshwater Road, tomorrow, Thursday, March 3rd, at 1 to 9 p.m. Funeral service will take place in the Carnell Memorial Chapel on Friday, March 4th, at 11:30 a.m., with interment to follow at the Anglican Cemetery, Forest Road. Flowers gratefully accepted, or a memorial donation may be made to a charity of one's choice. We here at VOWR pass along our sincerest condolences to the family, relatives, and friends. Stay tuned for the Wednesday evening programming, beginning with Evening Serenade, and then we've got Barbara Land coming along at 8:30 with our guest interview, Music with the Masters at 9 o'clock. Going through till 10, if you like classical music, there's your hour, as far as relaxation, and sit back and enjoy some great classical music. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll be here with Music for Relaxation to round out your Wednesday evening with VOWR.org. Good evening, and welcome to Evening Serenade. For the next 50-odd minutes, we'll be here with a variety of music, which you just will you'll enjoy. And, of course, for your early evening, sit back for a coffee or two. My name is Joe Kelly, and it's a pleasure to be here on this, well, I guess we'll call it a spring-like winter evening, that's for sure. A little cool, temperature around 0 degrees. Beautiful evening coming up around the lake this evening, just like mid-May. Not a ripple on the lake, all the ice is gone, and so on. So, no doubt we are getting some beautiful spring-like weather in the middle of winter. Trust you're enjoying your evening and stay with us for Evening Serenade. And let's open the program with Ace 10. Mm-hmm.